your skin or honestly your nervous system feels a bit overwhelmed, this is your sign to simplify. I've been reaching for Primally Pure's Blue Tansy products anytime my skin feels reactive, irritated, or just angry. Blue Tansy is naturally this beautiful sky blue oil that helps calm redness, inflammation, and dryness almost immediately. And you feel it working. What I love is that this isn't just skincare. It's a full head-to-toe ritual. From their cult favorite Blue Tansy deodorant to their soothing collection and body oil, everything is designed to work with your body, not against it. Their formulas use real biocompatible ingredients. No fillers, no fragrance, just ingredients your skin actually recognizes and responds to.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Casino.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You were just telling me something about the Miami Dolphins. What is
it? Oh, yeah, they are going to be the home team in Madrid for the Madrid game this year. I don't know who the other team is that they're playing, CeeLo. I don't know if you saw that yet.
I think they're just announcing home teams for the international games. Because the Colts have the Berlin game, I believe it is.
Okay.
You ready for a drop?
Ready for a drop?
Yeah.
Are you dropping some knowledge?
Yeah, I like to drop a little knowledge for you people around here. I'm going to tell you right now. I'm going to say by 2029, maybe 2028. 2028, 2029. There will be an NFL division in Europe.
A whole division?
Yes.
Jeez.
Yeah, just like, you know, we sent Patton over there with his division. they're going to be four divisions over there. I mean, four teams.
That sounds
miserable.
There's
going to be an NFL Europe division. You watch.
Expansion or some of the existing teams?
No, expansion.
We'll give up.
Totally expansion.
Expansion? We're going to 36 franchises?
There's so many billionaires out there right now that want a piece of this.
Why not just give them the Jags, the Browns?
Why don't you just shut up and just listen to what I'm saying, right?
Because it's been so easy finding good quarterback play with the 32 teams. I'm sure 36.
It's going to happen. It's going to happen. And they're going to go to, by the way, and they will go to an 18-game schedule.
I mean, this is just like, they're just pushing it too far, down the league. Like, at some point, it's like, greed has got to stop.
Why? I mean, how many soccer...
Because it's watering down the product. That's why.
Let me ask you a question.
How
many worldwide soccer teams are there?
Okay, I don't think that's apples to apples.
Yeah, it's a sport, and there's worldwide. It's got a worldwide presence. Why can't football have a worldwide presence?
I mean, it can, but I think that what it does is we're already seeing the level of play go down drastically, and a lot of it has to do with the fact that nobody's playing in the preseason anymore. There's more games. There's 17 games. You know, you have just the one bye in 17 games. Everybody's playing Thursday night.
Be interesting to see if they do two
teams.
Every
team's got to go overseas.
It'll be interesting to see if they do two teams in London or they only do one team in London, one team in like Frankfurt, one team in Madrid, you know. And I'm trying to think, maybe, I don't know.
Munich, Berlin, those are other places they've done games.
Exactly. There. So I'm just telling you, they are getting ready to expand.
You like that?
You like that? You like that? It doesn't matter whether I like it or not. I'm just telling you it's going to happen.
Okay, but now that you're... Okay, fine. So you're telling us it's going to happen. What's your opinion on it? My opinion is it sucks and I hate it. So what's your opinion on it?
My opinion, if I am the quarterback of the London Monarchs and they're paying me $70 million, I'm going.
As a fan of the NFL now and not someone who is playing quarterback in the league and this is happening and the NFL's been the NFL and it's all been... North America, it's all been America.
Yeah.
Does it feel right to you?
I think with all these international games, how they're well attended, you know, how these cities are paying for these games, yeah.
You hear what I'm hearing?
So, yeah. See, I hear a lot
of me. Who's not answering a question for reasons unknown.
Switzerland.
Yeah, I mean, you're pulling a CeeLo here.
Doesn't want to criticize the NFL.
They're trying to grow the pie, and...
We know that. what do you like it or not?
I would say this. It would also create another TV package. Do you understand that, right?
Yeah, sure. What I don't understand is how you can't answer a direct question.
You know what? Yeah, I like it.
Okay.
I do like it.
There we go. Oof.
All right?
Yeah, man.
But I'm telling you, this is what's happening, just so you know. Okay. It's happening before your eyes.
All right. I'm not disputing anything. You're looking at me like I'm disputing. I'm not disputing you or having an argument with you that it's going to happen. I mean, I just wanted to know what you thought.
Maybe 1 year we'll do Boomer and Geo in Europe.
I feel like we've all been taught to be scared of the sun. Avoid it. Reapply constantly. Cover up immediately. But recently, I started questioning that. The sun actually plays a role in things like your mood, sleep, and hormones. So I'm not avoiding it anymore. I'm just more intentional about what I put on my skin when I'm in it. A lot of conventional SPFs are filled with things like hormone-disrupting chemicals, seed oils, and synthetic ingredients. So I started looking for something simpler. That's what led me to Primally Pure's SPF. It's super minimal, only 9 ingredients, using non-nano zinc, plus really nourishing things like tallow and mango butter. I've been using their sun cream, and it honestly feels more like skincare than sunscreen. Lightweight, not chalky, and just easy to wear. So if you've been rethinking your sunscreen, Primally Pure is one of the best places to start.
Boomer and Geo live in... Yeah, Boomer and Geo live.
Discussing American football.
Boomer and Geo live in Europe.
On Netflix.
Yeah. You guys are big in Frankfurt.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think that'll finally have Al retire early if a Boomer and Geo live is in Europe. I think that's finally when he pulls the plug on his career.
I think the plans have already been laid, actually, but...
For Boomer and Geo live in Europe?
No.
Oh.
For the new division of football in Europe.
Oh, I'm sure they have, or else you probably wouldn't be talking about it right now.
Right.
Yeah. It took you almost as long to kind of answer that question as I'm told. It took BT to answer Sal's 3RQ question from the other day.
Oh.
His favorite streaming service.
Oh, my God.
Because his first natural reaction instinct was a little questionable.
If you could only have one streaming service to watch the rest of your life, be
Pornhub.
I'm just kidding.
Without hesitation.
Totally messing with you.
Totally messing with you. But then I didn't hear it. Then it took them like 6 minutes, I guess. They delved into which one it would be. So it took a while to
BT, when he answers these questions, and Pornhub's not really a streaming service to be technical about. It's a website. But BT always, when he answers those questions, he can't do it directly. Like he'll be like, man, you know, it's Netflix if we're talking during the week. But are we talking during the week? Or are we talking about maybe a weekend? Maybe I'm by myself. Are my kids home? My kids not home? Am I living by myself or not? Because that's a big part of it. Because if that's a big part of it, then, you know, Peacock's got to be in the conversation. It's like, Jesus.
A lot of minutia.
Just answer the question.
All right. So what's your favorite streaming service?
I would say Netflix.
Okay.
Netflix would be my favorite streaming service.
I'd be lost without Fubo.
Fubo. Wow. Okay.
Yeah. That's what I rely on for my live sports.
You know what?
Fubo.
YouTube. You would say YouTube's stream. I would actually...
TV.
No, but YouTube itself. I'm talking YouTube. YouTube
Premium.
Yeah, YouTube Premium.
Oh, okay.
Now that I'm thinking about it, if I had to have only one, it would be that.
What is YouTube Premium compared to YouTube TV?
Well, YouTube Premium is regular YouTube, but no commercials.
Okay.
YouTube TV is just like Fubo and all the rest.
Yes, okay.
Just like a service in which you can get channels. But when you have access to all those videos on YouTube with no commercials, it's freeing.
What about Apple TV Plus?
I mean, not even in the conversation.
Okay.
What about
Prime?
There's some good shows.
Yeah.
What about Prime?
I mean, really the...
What about Paramount Plus? They got a lot of great shows.
These services have great shows. If you're talking about the King of the Castle.
Okay.
Well, I'm afraid to even ask you what yours is.
I'm just telling you that there are streaming services that are better than the others. Which one's your favorite? Oh, what I'm telling you is.
He's trying to grow the pie.
What's your favorite?
Well, right now it's Fubo because I can get the Rangers and Knicks.
Yeah. Okay. Same. All right. Mm-hmm. Very good. Mm-hmm. Got an answer there.
Yeah.
All right, CeeLo, what's happening with you?
Brought to you by Hard Rock Bet. Download the Hard Rock Bet app and roll with us. Also brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Did you follow the Bill Belichick stuff yesterday?
With Jordan Hudson?
Jordan Hudson, Jonathan Jones putting out there that he doesn't have a signed contract. And then Michael Lombardi quick to jump in on Twitter because he's the GM down there for the Tar Heels. And he's, you know, out there. Hey, Bill's on a recruiting trip and he's focused on UNC. The girlfriend's posting pictures. Apparently, though, there's a binding agreement, but the contract's not signed. All kinds of weird stuff with him and UNC there.
Every time you bring up Michael Lombardi, I go back to Al's take about the press conference where Michael Lombardi was there with his wife, and then Bill Belichick was there with the 24-year-old girlfriend, and they're all standing there. Michael Lombardi's got a wife that looks like Barbara Bush. And then he's got the 24-year-old girlfriend thinking how awkward that had to be for everyone.
Is that what you said, Al?
Well, because in the photos that I saw from the event, I didn't realize, and I swear, I'm not kidding, I thought that Jordan, the girlfriend, had brought her grandmother to the, because it was an event. Because it was like a big event.
Okay.
And I didn't realize.
Oh, God.
That was so funny.
Optics.
Yeah, so we were, I was kind of in on that whole thing yesterday.
So, I mean, I don't know where it stands other than...
He's going to be there.
He's out there recruiting, yeah.
He's going to be there.
It is odd, though, that he's how many weeks now, and for whatever reason, this contract is unsigned. No?
It is strange.
Yeah.
I would say that
seems
is...
Seems like it leaves a back door, but I mean, as I said to Al this morning, who's the NFL team that's pursuing him?
That would be the ultimate screw job, but we've also seen this man... resign on a napkin. So
there is history there, but I gotta feel like going through the press conference and going through everything he went through and tried to figure out whether or not there would be an NFL team interested in him.
Yeah.
You know, would make me, this would be the worst thing that he could do.
And building the staff, I mean, bringing guys from NFL, his son from Washington, unless he ends up the head coach, I guess.
That would not go over.
No,
well.
No, it certainly would not.
He's going to be there for at least a year.
He's got to be there.
I would agree.